Good morning again. What a powerful scripture. I'd like to begin our time together with a poem. This is a poem, Stay Close to the Cracks, by Christine Sine, and it is a response to Leonard Cohen's song, Anthem, which she reminds us that there is indeed a crack in everything, but this is not a reason for despair, but rather for hope, because this is indeed how the light gets in. Listen closely and remember where you will meet God. Stay close to the cracks, to the broken places, where people weep and cry out in pain. Stay close to the cracks, where God's tears fall and God's wounds bleed for us of love, for love of us. Stay close to the cracks where the light shines in and grass pushes up through concrete. Stay close to the cracks where wounds open doorways for to healing and wholeness and life. Jesus stayed close to the cracks, the broken, the outcast, the outsider. Today, our theme word is worthy. I'd say the most frequent conversation I have with people boils down to this: am I worthy? This question and answer we believe about ourselves shapes so many people's lives and therefore relationships. This has been intertwined into my conversations for years as I thought about this subject. 25 years ago, when I was a daycare teacher, I had a boy who was kind of a troublemaker. He was the one who was always touching people when they didn't want to be touched, and he was the one who was always doing something that he was getting in trouble for. And one day, he was playing on the playground, and something came up, and He I don't know if someone got in trouble, I don't remember. And he came over to me and he said, "Well, I'm the bad boy anyway." And I said, "You're not the bad boy, you're a good boy." And he said, "No, I'm the bad boy." And I said, "Oh, no, you're the good boy. I see you do good things all the time." And so he's like, "Oh." And he went around and played a little bit more. And then he came back to me and he said, "I'm stupid." I go, "You're not stupid, you're smart." And he said, "I'm stupid." I said, "You are a smart boy. I remember you did," and whatever he did that day, I reminded him that he was smart. And this kind of went on through the whole recess time outside in the playground. He would go and play, and then he'd come back and say something negative, so I would say something positive back to him. And upon reflection, I realized he was always the kid getting in trouble at daycare, but his home life wasn't all that positive either, and he was craving hearing something positive in his life. He was asking the question, "Am I worthy?" And then a few years ago, I was in a small group, and I was one of the women in the small group. Name was, it doesn't matter what her name is, small group. There was a woman who, she made sure to always go to the bathroom before she left the house, always. And then when she was out, she would not drink a lot, because she didn't want to use the public restroom. And she wasn't a germ freak. See, she was a woman and identified as a woman, but was very masculine looking. And she had had many confrontations in the ladies' room, the women's room, can you flip that for me, Stephen? That were confrontational. And, you know, she'd walk into the ladies' room and women would say, "You're in the wrong place." And then she would have to almost defend that she was a woman. Or she'd come out of the stall and someone would, you know, say something like, "Why are you in here? You're in the wrong room." And, it was pretty traumatic for her. So she did everything to go to the restroom at home and not in fear that she would have this confrontation while she was out. And again, asking, "Am I worthy?" I know there are people in our churches, I know one family in particular, that have been in the church their whole life, but then About 40 years ago, or maybe 45 years ago, their son was treated unkindly, either by an individual or a group of people at the church. And this individual or group of people told this man that he something wasn't right with him because he was gay. And from this time on, he has never stepped foot in a church. He isn't comfortable in a church because in his early years, he was told that he wasn't worthy to be in a church. The question comes up over and over again. Am I worthy? Hurts, brokenness may come from outside the church. Sometimes the hurts come from inside the church. The author of Luke Acts wanted his hearers to understand Jesus' care and love for the other. The centurion felt he was not worthy, even though he had charge of over 100 soldiers in the Roman army. The fourth verse shares that people of authority are saying the centurion is worthy of Jesus' help. Here, in this time, worthy implies acceptability by the standards of Jewish law, as well as gratitude for the building of the synagogue. A Roman soldier who loves the Jewish people illustrates the love of enemies. So he has friends who love him. In addition, when Jesus changes course and sets off for the centurion's house, he is taking a risk. A Jew who came under a Gentile's roof would risk defilement. But Jesus was willing to risk this to heal the centurion's servant. We all have times when we feel unworthy or broken. If we feel this way, sometimes then, logically, this means our friends and neighbors feel this way sometimes too. In our scripture today, Jesus changes his course and walks toward the centurion's house. Jesus does the same for us. Jesus was always for the broken and the outcasts. He spoke of the broken and the outcasts in the Beatitudes, and he healed many people, and when he spoke of the least of these. And this is just to name a few times. So when we feel like we are unworthy, broken, or an outsider, or an outcast, Jesus is with us. I think that this quote by Rachel Held Evans says so much. This is what God's kingdom is like: a bunch of outcasts and oddballs gathered at a table, not because they are rich or worthy or good, but because they are hungry, because they said yes. And there's always room for more. Our task as Christians is to imitate Jesus' example of being with the broken, the outcasts, and the outsiders. And I feel like Henry Nowell, I'm not sure if I said that one right, says it best. Nobody escapes being wounded. We all are wounded people, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. The main question is not, how can we hide our wounds so we don't have to be embarrassed? But how can we put our woundedness in the service of others? When our wounds cease to become a source of shame and become a source of healing, we have become wounded healers. Jesus stayed close to the cracks and the broken. He taught us about love. Love even and especially of the broken, the outcasts, and the outsiders. Jesus showed that God's love was so open that he shared this love with this centurion who was not a Jew, represented the oppressive government, and may or may not have been a Christ follower. We are all broken and wonder our worth. The hymn today really struck me, that if his eye is on the sparrow, he certainly is watching over me. Knowing God's love is given so freely remember this. Mosaics are made from broken pieces, but they're still a work of art. And so are you. Amen.